I think the first thing we have to mention is that you're all part of a wonderful school. Your principals, your administration, your teachers have been incredibly concerned about all of you from the moment that that this incredible event took place. And as a result, I think there were questions that maybe we should have met on Thursday night, maybe we should have met last night, and now we're meeting tonight. And I don't assume by any shape, manner, or form that I am the, what did they say?
I don't know
what they said. Okay. I don't assume in any shape, manner, or form that I'm the best person to address all of you. A, I really don't know all of you. I only know a few of you. And B, I really did not know the Nefteris at all. We're coming together for Chizuk. All of us need Chizuk, speaker included. So we'll try to offer a little bit of Divrei Chizuk. Shlomo Melech says a very interesting thing. You have a choice. I can go to a chasana, or I can go to be Menachem Avil. Where should I go? Where should I go? So Shlomo Melech says, Toiv lelech esel beis Avil, milech esel beis Mishnah. It's better to go to be Menachem Avil than to go to a chasana. Why? Chasana is more enjoyable. It's a mitzvah to be Menachem Avil. So why should I go? Why does Shlomo Melech say I should go to a base Avil rather than going to a base Mishnah? What's the svara? The pasuk continues and says, "V'asher usayv kol adam v'chai yitein al liboy." Maybe we'll come back and see what Shlomo HaMelech says to explain. It's better to go to be Menachem Avil or go to a Levaya than it is to go to a Chasen. Rabbi Cement mentioned in his Divrei Hesped a story about Rabbi Leib Malin. Rabbi Leib Malin, Reshiva Beis HaTalmud, died as a young man. Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal came to the Levaya to be maspid. Rav Aaron Zatzal was broken. He felt Rav Leib Malin is going to be the future Gadol Hador, Talmud of Yerucham, person who wrote over Rav Yerucham Shmuzin, and was an incredible Lamdan. Kedusha Rav Leib, incredible Lamdan, incredible Bal Musa. What Rabbi Shemen did not say over was, probably didn't know, my Rebbe, Rebbe Goldschmidt Zatzal, got married that evening. Rebbe Leib Malin's Levaya was in the morning, and his Chasana was in the evening. Now the reason I know this is because I had a friend learning first Seder in Lakewood on a Friday. First Seder was over 1:30. We daven mincha together. I don't know what I did that Friday afternoon. I was a bacher. I probably played ball. Then went back to Beis Medrash. And my friend drowned on that Friday afternoon. He went swimming in the ocean and he drowned. Sunday morning, we had his Levaya. Sunday evening, my Rebbe, Rashiv of Long Beach Shlita, Zeicher Refu Shleim V'Seishach Al Yisrael, his first daughter, his first child, his oldest child was getting married. We were extremely close. There were 80 of us in Long Beach. 80 Long Beach Talmidim learning in Lakewood at the time. We were unbelievably close to Rashiva. Everybody was going to the Chasana. He made all the arrangements. as the Alter Rebbecha then, we're all going in by bus, by car. It was so exciting until Friday afternoon. And then no one knew what to do with themselves. Sunday morning was a Levaya, and Sunday evening was supposed to be a Chasen. Friday night, Leil Shabbos, Rebellia Goldschmidt, Zatzal, one of my Rebbeim was Mashgiach Cotton in Lakewood, told us about his Chasana. He told us about his Chasana. The Rav Leib Malan's Levaya was in the morning, and his Chasana was in the evening, and Rabban Kotler was Masada Kedushin. And he said Rabban Kotler danced away, it was Masada Kedushin, it was Misameach. What an incredible avoda to be a Yid. I did not know that the family is listening in. So I'd like to say that there's a difference between the family and everybody else here. Lahalach, of course we understand there's a difference emotionally. But there's a difference lahalach. The difference is lahalach, no one should experience it. Fortunately, I experienced it twice. When you sit Shiva, the world is locked out. You're not supposed to leave your house. Nobody says Shalom Aleichem to you. You sit in a low stool, different than everybody else. You can't go to any simchas. Shiva is locked down. I used to think, how can anybody walk out of my house while I'm sitting Shiva? My father, Shalom, died suddenly. Suddenly, he was a Kohen at Pinyan HaBen at 9:41, and he was nifted at 10:07. Sat down in a chair and just died. I couldn't believe anybody could walk out of the house. How can anybody walk out of the house and go back to work and drive a car and do what they were doing? How's it shayach? The world stopped. And the truth of the matter is, I was right and they were right. For Avelim, the world stops. And for 7 days, everything stops. But not for everybody else. Anybody else? If there's a chasana, the night after the Levaya, the night of the Levaya, you go to the chasana. You have to go to the chasana. If it's your best friend's chasana, you have to go. And you have to dance. How are you supposed to dance? Is that a Levaya this morning and a chasana tonight? That's what the halacha says to do. Somebody can't lose out on their chasana because someone's in Avelus. The Avelim can't go because the Avelim are in a different state. They're in a different place. It's not only permissible for us to continue. It's obligatory for us to continue. I didn't say it's easy. I didn't say it's fun. I said what the halacha is. And we live by the halacha. Everybody's in a lot of pain. All of you. How could you not be in pain? Everybody in the city's in pain. Even the people who never met this wonderful young girl are in pain. Then the halacha is, what do I do with my pain? Avelim sit in a low chair. And Avelim don't leave their house. And Avelim don't go to Simchas. And Avelim have a lot of other halachas that they can't do. But I want to mention something parenthetically. Haloi Dovaru. Haloi Dovaru. That while the family's sitting Shiva, we're all in Avelus. Because this week, nobody's going to any chasanas. And this week, no one's going to any simchas. And this week, no one's taking any showers. We're not sitting on low stools. Monday night we're going to be sitting in those stools. We're not sitting in those stools. And we're wearing regular shoes. And we didn't tear Kriya. But in many ways we're the same. Just wondering if that so shows how special she was. That everyone is in a little bit of Avelis right now. Everybody. Everybody's in a little bit of Avelis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this incredible mechanism inside of ourselves. And that is, no one is ever going to forget her. No one. But the pain kind of dissipates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that happen. And that's okay. And even for the Avelim, the pain dissipates. Because if the pain wouldn't dissipate, we couldn't function. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this matana, that pain dissipates. I never thought the pain would ever dissipate when my father was Sholem was Nifta. I thought it was impossible to continue. And people ought to think like that. How am I going to go on? But I'm here to tell you, everybody's going to go on. And we're obligated to go on. And we have to go on. And it could be right now that people in this room are feeling, how was I able to laugh today? Is it permissible for me to laugh today? And the answer is absolutely yes. Because everybody reacts to situations differently. Everybody's in the middle of being in an emotional roller coaster, up and down and up and down. And everybody has different feelings depending upon the minute. One minute I'm crying and one minute I'm smiling. And I want to tell you the truth. Again, it should never happen to anybody. The Avelim who sit shiva, the same thing happens. Somebody comes in and tells over an incredible story and everybody relives the moment for a moment. That's what happens. That's who we are. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. I had a friend who was 16 years old. His mother was very, very ill. She ended up dying. He went into his father, Big Talmud Chacham, a Rav. And he said to his father, how can this be? How can this be? I want to tell you something. What this man answered. I think it's a brilliant answer. Emes l'amitoy. It may not be easy to hear, but it's something good to store away on the hard drive. He said to his son, who loves you more than anybody else in the world? And my friend told me this. He said, I told my father, my mother. And my father then told me, you're right. And Hashem loves you even more. That's a very hard thing to understand. We don't get a hug from Hashem. We don't get a kiss from Hashem. We don't see Hashem. Hashem doesn't talk to us. But the world only exists for us because Hashem loves us more than anybody is capable of loving us. And I'll tell you the truth, Rabbi Say, it takes decades to work on that. You might be able to repeat it, but it takes decades to work on it. Decades. Vayidom Aaron is an unbelievable midah that Aaron HaKohen had. Aaron HaKohen was this rock, an incredible rock at that moment. What an assayin and what he was able to accomplish. It doesn't say that's what everybody else is obligated to do. That was Aaron HaKohen. It was Aaron HaKohen. And a Levi is supposed to cry. But either Mara means he didn't react. And a Levi is supposed to cry. A Kohen Gadol working with Naival of Dim and the Kodesh Kedoshim has different obligations. The Torah is teaching us the incredible Maila of Aaron HaKohen, what a person is capable of reaching. But the Halacha says you're supposed to cry. You're supposed to wail. Scheinberg told his daughter, Rebbetzin Alpert, he told his daughter when her 18-year-old son or 19-year-old son died. He was an incredible bachur. And he told his daughter, the yachas, the relationship with the neshama, is never severed because the neshama never dies. Also challenging. No one talks to a neshama. G'dayli Olam, the Chazon Ish. No one talks to a neshama. No one has interaction with a neshama. But there's a relationship here that was created in this school, in the Shulman home. It was an incredible relationship that was created with an incredible neshama that was mentioned. Incredible. And that relationship lives forever. And that's why the memories aren't forgotten, but the pain dissipates. The memories aren't forgotten. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so why is it better to go to a base level than to a base Mishnah? Why is it better? I want to tell you why I think it's better. You know, when you're 18, or 17, or 16, or 15, or 14, you think you live forever. But you know what the reality is? No one lives forever. Rabbi Yashiv died at 102. He didn't live forever. Rabbi Shach died at 104. He didn't live forever. No one lives forever. And you know what Shlomo HaMelech says? Says the Eben Ezra. As do the other Rishonim as well. Our job is to remember this is not a depressing thought. It's not the pshat. Our job is to remember.
What did
you say? Do you know what's going on? I texted a few people, but nobody's answering. You put it back in there. Our job is to remember what I said, not the jokes that happened in between. Okay, but we want to laugh as well, right? That's what we said. You know what our job is? Our job in life is to remember the following. Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was in his early 80s. It was the last summer of his life. I don't know how many people are aware of this. I myself am not aware of this. Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld is one of my heroes. He lives in a place in the old city, Yerushalayim, called the Batei Magzer. You ever read the book? If you haven't read the book on Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Sonnenfeld, you should read it. Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Sonnenfeld, the one volume book. It's an incredible book in English. Hebrew may be a little harder for you. It's easier to read the Hebrew. He lived in Batei Magzer. I went to see Batei Magzer once. Very close to the Kaiser. Last summer of his life, he wasn't feeling well. So his children said that he should go and stay in the what's called the Diskin Orphanage Home. That building is still standing. As you drive into Yerushalayim, the Kibbutz Shaul, there's a building called the Diskin Orphanage Home. So Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Sonnenfeld went there. It was higher up, a little cooler, no air conditioning. Right, a little cooler. So he went there to stay. And after staying there for a few days, he told his family he wants to go back to Batei Magzer. So his family said, why? It's better for you here. You're feeling better here. Why do you want to go back? He told his family like this, I'm going to die soon. And the Chevra Kedisha is going to come and they're going to carry me all the way to Har HaZeisim. I don't want to be matriach them, that they should carry me from Givat Shaul. I want to be in the old city of Yerushalayim, it's closer to Har HaZeisim. So his family said to him, Abba, Tati, it's depressing. Why are you saying this? You're going to get better, you're going to live. What are you doing? So he told his children that from the day I turned 40, there was never one day that I didn't think about dying. You know why? Because the Mishnah says that. He says, I'm not depressed. He was a happy person. He's not depressed. There are goals in life. The goals in life are not to have the best car, pardon me, or the best shaitel, or the best dresses, or the biggest house, or the most money. That's not the goal in life. The goal in life is to prepare Seidah L'derech. Seidah L'derech means to prepare for the next world. That's what life is. Have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and prepare for the next world. That's what life is all about. Seidah L'derech. Seidah L'derech. Says Shlomo HaMelech, once in a while it's good to have a reality check. I'm not saying that this is my son. I'm talking about, we're here for Divrei Chizuk. Divrei Chizuk means that we're supposed to think about, what is life all about? What is life really all about? Life is really about having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what life is really all about. Marriage helps us have a life and reality with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Friends help us do that. Parents help us do that. Doing mitzvahs help us do that. Learning Torah helps us do that. That's what life is about. It would be much more gishmak if we got that by going to a chasana. But very often going to a chasana, it's not a reality check. Going to a chasana turns into a good time. I'm not saying anything woman having a good time. I love to go to chasanas. I like dancing at chasanas. Don't tell anybody. I like eating at chasanas. The smorgasbord. I don't like the other stuff. I like that. I like seeing friends at chasanas. I like talking to people at chasanas. It's nice. The question is it a reality check? Or is it a good time? Nothing wrong with having a good time. But I don't have an answer to the question as to why we all needed such a reality check. That I don't answer. That no one answers. No one knows more. The chizuk is that Baruch Hashem, we live in a wonderful community. The chizuk is that you attend a wonderful school. The chizuk is that you have wonderful families. The chizuk is you had a wonderful friend. The pain is she's no longer here. The reality is her neshama is in a very hard place. And the reality is that this is life. The final reality is we don't know why this is life, but we do know, even if we don't feel, we do know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Talk to your teachers, talk to your parents, talk to your siblings, talk to your friends, talk to the shulchans. We should all be zeicha to be mechazik each other. Should be zeichet to grow. It could be, that if we're able to get in touch with the fact that we're all really in Avelus, there's a mosque on the other side of the Kaisel. There is no Beis HaMikdash. We're all really in Avelus. Nobody brought any kabbonis today. We're all really in Avelus. There are no kahanim doing any avodah. I'm not sure why. The first time in my life, I davened for the yomid today, mincha. I don't know why I did it, but I just felt today's Aaron HaKohen's yard site. And I told a few Kohanim and Shul, Azeda's yard site today. I want to tap it. I want to say Kaddish for him. You know, maybe Aaron HaKohen died on the first day of the 9 days. I'm sure somebody must say this. He represented Shalom. He represented the Yesha Shalom. He represented the person who made Shalom. It sounds like the person who we just lost. The person who made Shalom, created Shalom, got along with everybody and made Shalom. I'm not saying what anybody should do. If we could figure out a way, I'm just making a suggestion. If we figure out a way that we could make more Shalom, maybe, by the time Tisha B'Av arrives, we'll all be able to eat fleishiks, we'll all be in Yerushalayim, and we'll all be reunited with everybody who right now is no longer here. And maybe all of you will be able to turn the tide, be able to do that last mitzvah that Klal Yisrael needs. This is not a pressure shmooth. I'm not pressuring anybody. Anybody can figure out whatever they want to do. And again, speak to teachers and mothers and parents and friends and siblings and whoever and whatever. But chizuk means that we try to become a little better. We should be zeicha to hatzlacha. We should be zeicha to chizuk. We should be zeicha to simchas. We should be zeicha to bias ha-mashiach with chias ha-mesim. And here we are. Thank you.